Phoenix FM, Stand and Calling. We're backstage here on the Saturday, and I'm here with Laurel.
Yeah, hello.
Now, look, lovely to meet you. You're going to be playing on Laundry Meadows later, aren't you?
Yeah, about 5 p.m. actually. Yeah.
And it's your first time here at, well, this gem in Hertfordshire, Stand and Calling.
Yes, I've never been here before, but pretty excited to play actually.
I mean, it's such a family-friendly festival, and just talking before I hit record, got a dog show.
Yeah, I know, I heard this. I'm kind of gutted it's not on today, though, because I want to check it out and I have to leave later.
But you will see plenty of dogs around anyway here, and I mean, there's no festival like it. I know everyone says that, but there is something about this, and the fact that it's grown up. Every year you come here, and I mean, just talking to Emma McGrath, it's one of those as well where I saw her on the Laundry Meadow stage 3 years ago. She was on BBC Introducing last year and playing the main stage just now this year. So you see people progress up to the main stage. Rag and Bone Man was the same 3 years ago.
I know, it's great when you see that, isn't it? And it's nice when festivals ask artists back, you know, and they're not scared of having the same people on the bill, because I know some people just try and have something different every year, but it's really nice to nurture artists like that.
And I mean, certainly as far as your album Dog Violet came out last year, didn't it? But I mean, that's your most recent album. Are you going to be playing some newer stuff that's going to be coming out soon as well?
Yeah, I'm playing one new song, which I'm just testing out at the moment. I haven't got immediate plans to release it this year, but I'm hoping that, you know, start of next year, we're going to start having a bit more new music again.
Does that mean you're not really up against the deadline or pressure to get more out there?
Yeah, I guess so. I just want to make sure everything, it's very tempting to, once you've written something great, release it straight away, get going with it, but actually, you know, you need to finish the whole album, get the whole campaign together, and it's so much more about building a career than you ever think as an artist, you know, when you start. So you just got to make sure that it's the right time, and there's times in the music industry also where there's better times to release music and less better times, I guess. So yeah, it's a bit tough waiting sometimes, but sometimes you've got to.
And you're in a different position to a lot of artists, because if I'm right, so you write it, record everything yourself, produce it yourself, what apart from the drums is that?
Yeah, I did everything, and I also mixed the record. I mastered one of the tracks as well. So it was all me. I programmed all the drums, and then I can't play the drums, so I had someone come in and play them for me, because it's the one instrument I cannot get my head around.
And you don't want to be using a drum machine, because you've got you try and get it back to quite an analog sound as well, don't you?
Yeah, the vibe of that first album was definitely more along the analog, kind of the real instruments. There's a lot of, like, you know, the guitars. So that's really what it's about. But actually, the next record, I've taken a step back from the production and the mixing, and I'm so glad I did that for the first record. But I think it might take me another 3 or 4 years to release a record if I did it all again on my own.
Yeah, it is. But the fact that you've done that, is it difficult to sort of have that hands-off approach and trust someone else to do what you've done essentially on the first album?
100%. Yeah. I guess I'm never going to be somebody that sits back and lets everybody do the work, and I'm kind of very, very involved in the production, and I know exactly how I want things to sound, so I'll always kind of be co-producing something to a sense. But it's also really quite nice. I never expected to say this. I've always produced my own music, but I'm working with one of my really, really good friends, and we get along great and have the same kind of musical ear. So when you find the right partner, everyone always told me this, I never believed them, but it can actually be amazing, because they can facilitate some things that you can't do, you know. You can never do everything as a musician, and I'm only 25, I'm not a genius. I need help sometimes, and it's been quite nice picking my hands up and letting somebody else with a bit more experience in some different fields help me out.
Because that's what I was going to come on to, because if you're doing it all yourself, producing it all yourself, trying to replicate it on stage, I mean, I know that, you know, Katie Tunstall, Ed Sheeran, they're people who can do that, building it up with loop pedals. I mean, how exactly do you do that?
Yeah, it's not easy. I guess once you've done, when you do it yourself, you have such a detail into the parts because they're all written and created and played by you, that it is maybe a bit easier to translate some of it live. I'm playing with a track today instead of my band. I'm doing a solo thing, and I've basically reproduced the whole album for live in a different way, using old drum machines and synthesizers to kind of, I guess, lead into my next album a bit better. And that was a real task, but I'm very glad that, you know, I had the skills to produce an album, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to do that. And, you know, it's just the more people that are involved, the more complex it gets. And sometimes it's really great to be able to do something like that on your own. I never knew I could do it. And then I got to the end of the few weeks of my rehearsals and I was like, wow, that was a lot of work, but I've learned a lot of new stuff, you know.
Looking forward to seeing it live, actually. It's and this is some, I mean, this isn't the first time you're doing it that way. That's what you've been touring with, or is it, pretty much?
Yeah, well, it will be my fourth show. So I've done, my third show was yesterday. So it's very new, yeah, and it will be a lot of refining, and, you know, these things are never finished, the live side of stuff. You're always building, you're always making things better, which is why it's so exciting.
But that's what it's like with festivals anyway, isn't it? You know, you get that footfall, you're building up a following, and you may not have it quite set up as you want it to be, but it's just the way of the world, really.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's never quite set up how you want it to be, which is quite frustrating on stage, but also there's definitely that feeling with the festival performances that you can take them a bit less seriously in a nice way. So trying out new material, and people are just happy to hear music and see you, as opposed to, I guess, when you're doing your own run of tour dates, there's things that are expected, and when the sound's not right, you're really upset because you put so much time into it, whereas up there you just make the best of what you've got, really.
And I mean, as far as touring's concerned, you've travelled a fair bit, really, haven't you? I mean, as far as the music's concerned, I think, was it Blue Blood was the one that really got picked up in 2013? And you'd have been a teenager then. I mean, this music's taken you a long way already.
Yeah, it's quite crazy. I was 19 when I put that song up, and I wrote it the day before, and I just decided I'm putting this online, much to everyone else's, you know, they weren't very happy, but I was quite rebellious as a teen. but yeah, it's taken me a long way, and it's taken me around the world a few times, probably. Even just this year, I've been to an incredible amount of countries. I'm very lucky to be able to do that. I would like to chill out at home for a few weeks, though, so I'm definitely planning on doing that at some point.
So have you got a break coming up, or isn't that quite planned yet?
Not really. I'm going on holiday for the first time in probably about 4 years. So that's going to be amazing. I'm going to south of France, and I'm just going to kick back and turn my phone off. But yeah, you know, you take the breaks when you can. But I guess when you're doing something like this that you love, it's hard to take breaks because you love doing it. So, you know, sometimes you have to force yourself to sign off.
And you're travelling to all these countries but not really seeing them much, aren't you? Because you are working.
Yeah, it's really dependent. A lot of places I've been to I have not seen, and you could be in the same country or a different, you know, you see this inside of a room, which is always a shame, and I always try really hard to get out and even just go to a restaurant or experience a bit of the town. But a lot of the journeys you're making are really long, and also you're tired. You can't be sightseeing every day for 6 weeks. So yeah, but it is amazing when you do get the opportunities, you know, it makes it really magical.
Well, look, if anyone wants to find out any more, then it is on your website, isn't it? People just look for classiclaurel.com. And what will they expect to see? Where mainly is it on your social media or wherever that you're linking there and you update most?
So I'm quite big on Instagram. That's where to get the information. It's just at Classic Laurel. And I have a website. I don't really use much other social media at the moment. I'm going to make an effort. I just, so much nowadays, you know. but yeah, on my website, all my tour dates, any information that is like needed is up there. But I guess at the end of the year, I'm going to be kind of taking a few months off to write the next record and finish that off. So probably not any more kind of touring after the summer until the new year, but watch out for it.
And we look forward to playing that on Phoenix FM. Thanks again for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.